This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
Well, Speakeasy Toastmasters is a group that provides a safe and supportive environment in which members can improve their communication, public speaking and leadership skills. They meet regularly here at Dunedin Community House, and we've got an opportunity to meet some of those who are part of the group. Leslie, Isaac and Abby joining us on the program today. Welcome. Good to have all of you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Maybe we'll start with you, Leslie. What attracted you to being part of Toastmasters?
Actually, I was a bit reluctant to join the club because I'm not a public speaking person, and then it's also I'm a bit shy. So, but after joining, I got to improve my speaking skills, and also I'm more bold and courageous now to speak in front of an audience.
I guess your story is probably common for quite a lot of people who feel that, you know, the idea of stepping out in front of people and speaking in public, well, for some people it's quite terrifying. At least it makes you a bit nervous. What about you, Isaac? What drew you to Toastmasters?
Yeah, so I had, I guess, similar story with Leslie. I was very reluctant to stay in front of people and speak or do any presentations. I was afraid of public speaking. So I wanted to overcome this. And one of the ways that I was recommended was to go to Toastmaster and practice doing more presentation and public speaking. So that's how I came here.
Abby, what's your story?
Actually, it sounds quite similar. It's very difficult for me to speak in the public. And the reason why I joined this club is because the name of the club caught my eye. They called Speak Easy. I thought it might be easy for me, but actually not.
Well, I guess you've got to start somewhere, right? Now, for those who haven't ever been part of a Toastmasters club, they might not know how it works. And I'm guessing, Leslie, that on the first day you go there, you're not expected to stand up and deliver a 10-minute speech. Where do you start with Toastmasters?
Actually, Toastmasters, you start with, you have a mentor who helps you with the first few speeches, and he guides you and leads you and say what to speak, because we are only given 5 to 7 minutes of speaking, and within that period, we just have to speak, and so the mentor is our guide.
And this is someone who's been through Toastmasters
course? Yeah, he's been there for maybe 5-6 years, and he helps us mentoring and also give us to speak proper and qualified, good vocabulary English.
Yeah. Isaac, can you remember your first day at Toastmasters?
Yeah, sure I can. It was earlier this year, and I walked up to the sixth floor. No, actually it was a different floor. But Kaylin greeted me, everyone said hi to me, and they gave me a chance to introduce myself in front of everyone. And it was nerve-breaking at first, but as I do more and more each week, I felt the improvement. Yeah,
I guess everybody's been in that first-time role. Mm-hmm. What about you, Abby? How recently did you join Toastmasters?
Several months. Yeah. I remembered when I first time arrived there, I just think I was just hiding on the corner and just looking, have a look what's going on. But actually, there's a session called Table Topic, and they just randomly ask some question that we need to respond immediately. And they asked me. I was really nervous, but also excited about that. And I think that's a very, very interesting part of this club and this meeting.
Public speaking takes all sorts of different forms, doesn't it? I mean, there are some people I imagine come because they imagine it's part of their work. They might be required to deliver a speech at a conference or something like that. Maybe there's a wedding coming up you want to give a speech for. What were the reasons and the kinds of situations, Leslie, for you that you wanted to be more confident in?
Actually, I wanted to be more confident in speaking in front of an audience, because so far in my life, I've not spoken in front of an audience. So I thought after joining Toastmasters, this would be a good opportunity for me to do something for myself and to get a new skill and also see how far I could have gone and learn something, you know, because this is was the last thing in my mind to do. I could do some other things, sports or any other activities, but this was one that was lacking for quite a long time. And communication was, I'm actually not a good communicator, so this also kind of pushed me to be a better and a competent communicator.
And I guess if you, before you get involved in Toastmasters, that can be something that prevents you and stops you from engaging with people or even going to events and things like that. Did you find that that was your experience?
Yeah, that was the one of the things. And then once I stepped in Toastmasters, it just gave me more ideas, more things to talk about, more ways of communicating with different subjects and different events.
And so are you given, Isaac, are you given different scenarios, different things to work on each week that you turn up?
Yeah, so you take a role every week. There are very different kinds of roles. You have evaluators, you have, sometimes you can do speech, sometimes you can be a Toastmaster, sometimes you can be a table topping master. You have very different kinds of roles, and you have to prepare for each role. And what you speak and how much you speak depends on what kinds of role you get. So, yeah, it's very dynamic.
So the group is calling on the combined skills of everybody in the room to help out, help each other along the way?
Yeah, exactly. And and every different role has a different strength you have to develop, so that helps because every week the role changes, and when especially when you're doing table topic, you are required to answer a question that you are not prepared, so that develops your spontaneous speaking skills. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine all of our listeners will have experienced that moment when they're suddenly put in the spotlight and you can kind of freeze a bit, can't you? And all you want to do is be relaxed enough to be yourself. Easier said than done, though, isn't it? Mm. Isaac, for you, was there anything in particular you wanted, any reason why you wanted to have that that stronger ability to speak in public?
Yeah, because I'm going to medical school right now, so there are times where I have to give presentation for my assignment or for my tutorials, and I found that I was getting very nervous, and I didn't want this part of sort of fear for public speaking to sort of disturb me and stop me from learning more and engaging more to the content. So that's why I thought I should do something about this and join Toastmasters.
Abby, were there any particular work reasons or educational reasons for you to want to be a stronger speaker?
Part of because the education reason, but for me it's more like I think it's a very important skill. It's not only about the language or what you are used, it's about you learn to organize what you are thinking, to share it with people logically. So I think that's very important skill for me.
Is there a particular course that you work through? And, you know, and sometimes when we're being trained in something, it might be, you know, it takes 6 months to learn all these different things and then you are fully qualified. Is it like that with Toastmasters, or is it an ongoing process of learning?
There's five levels of program. It's called Toastmasters Pathway Program. And when you finish every level of program, level one, you'll get a certificate that's recognition for your work done. And then, so you go on to the fifth level, and you can take your own time, maybe 2 years, 3 years, it's up to you, and complete the whole five level of Pathway Toastmasters program. So it's ongoing learning session. And then it's also you meet new friends, because some who have finished will leave and you get to know two friends. And the other good thing is you work as a team.
you're all quite early in your journeys, I guess. For you, Leslie, how's it going?
I've been actually longer. I've been actually 5 years already. I've been in with Toastmasters. I'm enjoying it, having fun, meeting new friends, and learning, still learning. Learning, they say, doesn't end. You go on even get older. So I'm just enjoying my journey.
And outside of Toastmasters, have you been calling on those skills that you've learned?
Yeah, I've gone to some meetings. I've talked about certain things, certain issues. I've gone a few other meetings, and someone asked me to speak, and I've on different topics. So I've spoken a few times, and that gave me the skills, no, to be able now after 5 years to speak on. But I find that I still have to go on for some time for learning new skills and to keep on going. That's good.
Isaac, how's progress for you?
I would say it's good, but it's only the first year for me, so I'm at the very bottom of the whole journey, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been really enjoying it. I talk to the members, and they are very friendly, so we are in an open-minded, good space to really improve ourselves and help each other. So I think it's a good community, and yeah, nice group of people.
It's a really nice way of putting it. Abby, how is it going for you?
Yeah, very nice. I think the atmosphere of the club is really warm. People are supportive and friendly. It's really helpful to reduce the stress. So I really enjoy the experience there.
So Speakeasy Toastmasters meets on a weekly basis. Leslie, tell us about when and where those meetings take place.
It takes at level 2 at the Dunedin Community House at 5:45. It finishes about 7 o'clock. And so everyone gets to participate. If you are first time coming, they may call you and just to get to know you, your introduction and a simple speech. I mean, it's just 1 or 2 minutes. So like Abby was saying, we all get to speak and everyone is getting involved. We've got different roles like Grammarian role. Grammarian role is a role where you bring the word of a day, whatever word, like you got a word of spontaneous, or you want to do a spectacular word or something. And then so everyone has a role to play. So it's like a team, you know? And then we all respect each other, and we've got space, and it's friendly. It's a friendly environment.
And that's each Tuesday that you
Yeah,
meet.
On Tuesdays.
And how many typically are part of the group? How many turn up on a weekly basis?
At present, we have maybe from 7 to 10 people.
Yep.
And then we have also the club has a president and a vice president, and we've got an educational one who looks after our program, and where are we at the pathway towards masters, at which level, and he will help us he will guide us through the speeches, how to prepare speeches and what our weak area, and he will help us in that way.
Do you have, Isaac, some homework to do each week, something to work on before you come back to the next meeting?
Yeah, if you get given, for example, a table topping master, then you obviously have to prepare the type of question you will ask at the meeting. Or if you are given a Toastmaster role, then you need to write a agenda and assign the roles for each members and consider about the theme and what you would like to, make the meeting slightly different. You can do that as well. You need to write an email to the members. And yeah, different roles have different preparations they need to do.
Abby, would you recommend Speakeasy Toastmasters to someone who was in your situation?
Definitely, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And what is your hope for what it will be able to do for you when you're back outside, away from the Toastmasters group? What kind of situations do you think that you're hoping to be more confident in?
You mean if I leave the Toastmaster?
Yeah, I mean the practical use of these skills. Do you see yourself being able to stand up in front of a group and give a speech?
Maybe in the future.
That's the hope, right?
Yes.
And then that's what Speakeasy Toastmasters is all about.
Mm-hmm.
The facilities here at Dunedin Community House, they serve your needs all right?
Lizzie? Yeah, they are nice, quite comfortable, quite spacious, and it's quite warm here actually. When you come here, it's quite warm and nice. So we're enjoying the place of meeting and the facilities, and we've got a whiteboard, we've got a cupboard, and you know, put all our items and all that, and got chairs, nice chairs, so it's quite good.
And right in the heart of the city.
And in the right heart of the city, yeah.
Well, it's been really interesting to learn about Speakeasy Toastmasters. If you're interested in finding out more, well, it's pretty easy. If you put Speakeasy Toastmasters Dunedin into a search engine, this group comes straight up, and you can find out and be part of it, and I guess be like Leslie, Isaac and Abby, who all had that first day stepping out and coming to Toastmasters to begin their journeys. And as we've heard, they're each coming along that pathway that they've sought for themselves through Speakeasy Toastmasters. It does sound like a really worthwhile time. Thanks all of you for joining us here for House Guest and being our house guests on Otago Access Radio today. All the best with your continued work with Toastmasters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.